I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the drawing board for proponents of a ban on single-use plastic and paper bags in New Jersey. But as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden, they're not giving up the effort.
State senators barely passed the plan in the waning hours of the lame duck session, but the assembly never voted. What happened? Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club.
The lobbyists from the plastics industry and the oil industry and the paper industry weighed in and got the speaker not to post the bill.
Word is leadership of the governor couldn't agree on last-minute amendments to the package, but the measure's being reintroduced in the legislature. They'll have to go through the entire process again, something supporters of the ban are not thrilled about. Dozens of towns across the state have already passed local prohibitions, and Tittle says efforts will continue on that front in large part to put pressure on Trenton legislators to join 8 other states in banning plastics and styrofoam containers. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.